got called up. It was in September. He hadn't turned 21. He was a couple days. I believe his birthday's in September because that's what would factor into the story. He was a couple days away from his 21st. And after a game, we all were going out. And he's like, nah, I can't go out. You know, I'm not 21. I'm like, oh, you're fine. Like, we're just going to go out. You're fine. You don't need an ID. Well, we all walked. We went out. And, of course, Zim gets carded. And we all went and had a good time. And, of course, Zim had to walk back to the hotel himself. So that was one of those, like, wake up. You're like, man, this kid's doing what he's doing. And he's not. He can't even get into a bar, you know. So that just shows you now, however old he is, he's been in this game for a long time. At the beginning, he couldn't even get in a bar. So when he first came up, he was quiet, of course. You know, that's the thing you do is subconsciously or not, you know, when guys are young, they come up, you know, you test them out. You see if they'll do things for the veteran guys. You'll see if how he reacts when you mess with him a little bit. And from the very beginning, we couldn't get mad at the guy. He did everything we asked. He handled all the jokes like a pro. And, you know, he did. He grew so much from the very beginning to obviously to where he was at the end. As good of a ball player as he is or was, he's a better person. Not just teammate and friend, but on the field, he conducted himself as high as he could, like honor-wise. And, you know, he represented himself, his family, great parents and brother, and you know, and he represented the Washington Nationals as good as they could ever want it.
Now, very little seemed to faze him on the field. If I'm hearing you correctly there at the start of that, it seems very little fazed him off the field as well. When you talk about maybe some veterans trying to razz him a little bit early on, seemed he just kind of cool, calm, collected, went along with it.
Yeah, I mean, we had a veteran team that year. I know we had a lot of guys. And so obviously we were going to mess with them a little bit. And that's the part is you always want to see how they react. And he just reacted like the way he did. You know, I took to him just, you know, we went, took him to dinners and, you know, took care of him. And we hung out in the off seasons. And he's just a great guy to hang out with, just to know as a friend. And you saw early on, nothing fazed him. I mean, he was hitting homers and walk-offs against the Yankees. And he just, as a tough of a situation got, he rose up and did it all. So he knew from the very beginning that he was going to be a darn good player for a long time.
You would certainly have an appreciation here that he is the first National. Others will surely follow, but he's going to be the first to have his jersey retired, and he's really saw it all from the first year at RFK to some tough times to the pinnacle in 2019. Just your thoughts as an original National to know that he's the guy that gets this honor bestowed upon him first.
I mean, he deserves every minute of all this. I mean, you're driving from the team hotel as a visitor. You know, you're going by turf field that says Zimmerman Field to his Zim Foundation, who's raised so much money through concerts and going to his golf events. And, I mean, there's so many of his events that he's raised money. It's not just as a ball player, you know, when you know, get your number retired. You know, it's very easy just to look at numbers. But there's a lot more that goes into this game. And the way he conducted himself and what he's done for that city, there's no one more deserving, you know, than him to have his number retired, because it's not just on the field where he impacted D.C. He impacted in kids' lives and adult lives and a lot of people growing up there in D.C. So I'm very happy for him. He's a great guy, great friend. And, yeah, I'm just very happy and, you know, proud to be his friend and teammate.